Well, the NDIS, which is now referred to as disability care, is about to commence trials next week. The scheme will eventually support more than 400,000 Australians with a disability, their families and carers. All major parties are in full support of the scheme, but there are some differences in their policies in this area. Labor wants the scheme to be funded in part by a rise in the Medicare levy, but the Coalition has indicated that when the economy is back in strong order, it would abolish the levy and fund the scheme through consolidated revenue. Some advocates in the sector say that without a steady funding stream for the Medicare levy, the scheme may be rolled out at a slower pace. For their part, the Greens are in favour of extending the scheme even further to also help those over the age of 65. Jolene Samawi spoke to Robbie Williams, Chief Executive Officer of the Julia Farr Association, in continuing our health coverage of policy in this election.
So can you explain to me really the benefit and the aim of disability care?
Disability Care Australia is the agency that's going to administer the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and that the scheme delivers real control to the disability community.
And can you explain to me some political party differences regarding the scheme? Anything that might differ among the ALP, the Coalition and the Greens?
I understand that the Greens are interested in having a fresh look at that 65-year age threshold. So as it currently stands, people who are over the age of 65, when they get their disabling circumstance, won't be eligible for entry to the scheme, whereas if you already have your disability and you're in the scheme and then you attain the age of 65, you then have the option to either stay within the National Disability Insurance Scheme or shift to the aged care funding mechanism.
So if the scheme doesn't reach those past 65, what kind of an impact is it going to have for them?
It becomes an arbitrary age limit, and I think it's going to present some challenges. Our commitments for the support of older people are different from the current and proposed arrangements for people living with disability. And having that age threshold of 65 helps keep those two systems separate. Now, why would you have two separate systems to essentially deliver the same types of support in people's lives? Whether you live with disability or whether you live with some of the consequences of aging, essentially the impact is similar. You know, people needing assistance to get through their day, people needing assistance to stay as independent as possible, people needing assistance to stay connected with family, friends and community life.
How about the Coalition? Are we seeing any differences with that particular side?
Well, we know that the Coalition has support for the National Disability Insurance Scheme and what it represents. Key spokespeople within the Coalition make strong reference to the urgent need for the economy to be brought back into surplus as soon as possible. And sometimes those messages sound like it could have an impact on the time frame for the introduction of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And those two potentially competing priorities, I guess it's possible that a coalition government might, in the interests of trying to get to a surplus economy as soon as possible, might see reason to perhaps slow down some parts of the implementation of the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
So you're saying that under a coalition government, it may be a possibility that the running out of the scheme would be pushed back?
That's where the drama is. So, you know, the time frame for the rollout, what reasonable necessary support actually means in financial terms, what sort of choices will people have around how they can use their money, what will be the transition challenges for the disability service sector around, you know, workforce development and so on, changes to business models. So bear in mind, there are many people living with disability who have been waiting for such a long time for a fair go to arrive, that I'd be concerned that a slowdown will mean those people have to endure a further delay.
Robbie Williams, Chief Executive Officer of the Julia Farr Association, finishing that report by Jolene Samawi.